Novus International is celebrating 20 years, and with me to talk about that, I have Francois Fredeau, who is president of the specialty business, I guess. This is a new position, I understand?
Yes, this is a new position, and this is a new position within a new organization for the company.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's maybe just talk briefly as we look at this 20-year celebration. The company has done some reorganizing, as I understand, to really help prepare itself for future and continued growth, right?
Yes. Last year was actually a milestone for us. We grew the company quite a lot since 1991, and we have now close to 1,000 employees. So we cannot run a company with 1,000 employees as we ran it for the last 20 years.
So with the work that you've done to prepare yourself, how would you describe your look ahead? I know that it's kind of hard to even figure out what next year is going to be like, but much less 20 years from now, right?
Yeah. So during the last during the past 20 years, we actually grew the company, strengthening our core business, amino acids, and especially methionine, but also diversifying our product portfolio. And the reason for that is not only because we want to have more than one pillar in our business, it's because of the need of the market. And we are dealing very much in animal production. And the need of the population is actually growing together with the increasing population in different parts of the world.
Well, as you look at how the company has grown and what you are seeing for the future, I know the initial mission statement basically was helping to feed the world affordable, wholesome food. And that has driven everything the company has worked towards up to this point and will continue to do so, right?
Yes, it has actually driven our growth and it will continue because the expectation is that the world population will grow from roughly 6 billion people up to more than 9 in the next 40 years. The need to feed this population will actually double. And the expectation is that we will need to produce 70% more protein than we produce today. And how to do that? Through technologies. Because there is no much more land available, you know. And on the contrary, in some countries, the arable land is shrinking because big cities are growing on the best lands almost everywhere. So we will need to produce more with no much more.
Well, I know that a theme that we have here is innovation with integrity. What does that mean for Novus and for its customers?
Yeah. So it means to us and to the customers is that we want to help all customers to grow their own business. So the products we are developing are meant to be efficient, for our customers, to be efficient for the population. So we have a very sound scientific and research organization here. And everything we do is actually directed toward solving customer needs, and not only short-term needs, but also long-term needs. And we want to do that in a sustainable way.
Well, there's a key word that you mentioned that I wanted to make sure we brought into this, because Novus has had for some time a sustainability initiative, which even goes into your own facilities, like the one that we're in here, which is a LEED certified platinum facility.
Yes. So for us, we are very much concerned about the environment, the social environment we are dealing in, and the economy. So we don't think that something to be sustainable must be economically viable. So all the products we put on the market, everything we do should have this component. We care for the environment, we care for the population, we do have a social responsibility, but everything must be economically viable. So when we help some population in Vietnam or in Africa, we want to make sure that all the things we put in place, all the solutions we can bring to the small scale farmers are economically viable.
Right. Well, I think that is a key component of sustainability that sometimes gets overlooked a little bit out here in our culture and our media. Maybe a quick comment or anecdote, since you have been in the European market and are moving here now to the United States, how do you perceive, or is there a difference in the way the consumers or even your own customers look at that word sustainability and what they expect out of a company like Novus?
In a way, everybody is facing the same problems everywhere in the world. But not all populations are at the same stage. In some countries, the need of the population is just to eat, to feed. In Europe and in US, we are not at that stage, right? We are much more further. Actually, we eat somehow too much in some cases. So we care very much for the environment, for animal welfare. And I think Europe is a bit ahead of the US, and especially some of the countries in Europe, like the UK. The big difference, actually, is not so much between Europe and US. It's very much between developing countries and already developed countries. When I started in that business, more than 20 years ago, actually, the main concern of the customers was to produce in Europe. And then we saw much more concern about environment, about food safety, about feed hygiene, about animal welfare. And this is now a concern of our customers because the population, the citizens, are very much concerned about that. So the problem the industry is facing sometimes is that the citizen cares about all this, the consumer much less. So in some countries and in many countries in Europe, when you vote, you want to have everything free of GMO, ensuring the food safety, no antibiotics, etc. But when the citizen becomes a consumer and goes shopping, he buys cheap. So the industry is facing this problem. How do we fulfill the need of the citizen or the demand of the citizen while these citizens are also consumers? And especially when there's a downturn in the economy, what the consumer do is basically they try to save money, right? And they go back to the cheap stuff. So the challenge for the industry in developed country will be how do we extract value from the demand of the citizen?
Besides the things that we've talked about so far, is there anything else that you would like people to know about Novus, what Novus is doing, and its vision for the future?
Our commitment to the food and the feed industry is very high. What we think here in Novus is that what will help the society to match its goal in terms of feeding this quite fast-growing population will be technology. And this is one of the reasons of my new job, actually, is how can we use developing technologies to fulfill the needs of the developing population. And this is where we will look to the future. So we plan to bring in our company all the new technologies that are developing. Should it be genetics, should it be fermentation, should it be IT, whatever. We will really need to have all this in-house so that we can design the solution that will allow to match the need of the growing population. If we fail doing that, we will have a problem. And you can feel it. If you remember a few years ago when grains prices were very high, we started to see some protests, and sometimes very violent, in countries like Egypt, like Cameroon. The reason is they were not able to feed their people. And we must, as a society, we have not only a commitment as a company, but as a society, we need to make sure that we are on the right track to match and to solve all these coming issues.
Well, I think Novus is doing a very good job from my viewpoint of all of the things to try to meet these needs of the customers, needs of the consumers, as well as fulfill the mission that the company has. Thank you very much, Francois. We are here at Novus headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.